One eyelid opened and then shut. Where was I? Dead. I was dead. Where did dead vampires go? Pain shot through my body, like millions of tiny, sharp, pointed jabs. I closed my one eye because I couldn't focus anyway, and didn't really want to. I thought I heard my mother's voice calling, Harley! She needed me, so I tried to go through the process again. I was disoriented, and something was wrong with my other eyelid. It wouldn't open, and I realized it was sealed shut. Why? How? The world was gray and green and smelled of blood and wolf. I wanted to hide in the darkness and not think. My mother's voice sounded in my head again, though. Harley! Harley, get up! I dragged myself into a sitting position and gingerly touched my sealed eyelid. Dried blood. It was shut tight with dried blood. I rubbed it until I was able to flicker it open. I managed to get onto my knees and touch the ground to steady myself. The question repeated itself. Where was I? And then it all came flooding back in living color, and those colors were only red and black and more red. I looked at my mother's lifeless body, lying only a few feet away. Oh, no, oh, no. Why couldn't it have been a nightmare? Her beloved green witchy eyes were open. Her crushed heart lay on the grass beside her, and she was gone, forever gone. I gagged and was convulsed with a tsunami wave of horror. I sank back onto my rump on the grass and closed my eyes again. Anguish bubbled painfully through my blood. Agony swept through my body. Torturous and demanding reality made me dry heave. And then came the question, how was I alive? She came to me in that moment, my mother's voice in my mind. I was alive because of her. She had prepared and made me drink a potion she knew would save me, change me, but give me back a life. Oh, Mom, what have you done? I didn't want this. I didn't want to live. I wanted oblivion. Her image came to life before my haze-filled eyes, but I knew she was gone. I knew because I was sitting beside her in a pool of her drying blood. I looked around as my body writhed in agony from the physical changes still taking place inside me. Drink, she had said. Drink. Her image floated above the grass, a ghost of what she had been. Her voice whispered in my head, sweetly, encouragingly. I shook my head free. No. How? I had somehow lived and had gone insane, I thought at once. And then I remembered how she touched my forehead after I downed that awful liquid. She had spelled a memory into me. Her memory. I would have it always. Her face, my dad's face, and her voice. I wasn't sure I wanted to hear her just then. It was so hard to listen to her while her body lay in the late afternoon sun. My mom was strong and wouldn't take no for an answer. She came to me gently, but with a force that held me fast and told me why I was alive. She had seen some of the horror we had just experienced in a vision. Some, not all. It was why she had created the potion only the day before. She had needed time to create more for all the clan, for my father and herself. But that wasn't to be. Banks had killed me. Oh, I died all right. But I came back. And I came back as something unique. I was still a vampire, but now also a shifter. A hybrid in the normal sense of the word. That was due to Banks's poisonous bite, which my mother had foreseen. I survived it, and my body incorporated his shifter elements and merged them with my vampire DNA. However, there was more. My mom had created a potion filled with her own special brand of magic, and my blood had absorbed it as it made it my own. I stared at her transparent image, standing right there in front of me, speaking to me. She told me what she had done to keep me alive, but all I wanted was to sink into her arms. I couldn't. My parents, my clan, were gone forever.